السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of His path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final of all his messengers to humanity. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to his descendants, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Amen. Before I start the khutbah, the sermon today, I'd like to welcome two guests here. You are most welcome to visit us here and come back again. My khutbah today, my sermon, is about مشاهد من الحياة والموت والبعث والحساب كلها في سورة قاف. Scenes of life, death, resurrection, and reckoning from سورة قاف, chapter 50 of the Holy Quran. During the life of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he was met with resistance and stubbornness from the people of Quraysh before they became Muslims. And among the areas or the point, specific point, they did not believe and made fun of him is the belief in the hereafter, saying that how can we be resurrected again, after we decompose, human body decomposes after death. How is your God, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, how is your God going to collect us again? And we stand again in flesh and blood to be judged. That was really a recurrent challenge to the Messenger of Allah. And to previous messengers before him, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, Isa, the son of Mary, the Messiah, also was faced by the ridicule, and they not only made fun of him, they really plotted to kill him. But Allah praised to him, lifted him to heavens without allowing them to kill him. And before that, Moses, peace be upon him, was also faced with ridicule from the people he wanted to save, actually. They gave him a hard time. And even after showing them the miracles of God supported him with, still they would challenge him on this very issue of resurrection in the hereafter. This is really the core of chapter 50 of the Holy Quran, known as Qaf. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Qaf والقرآن المجيد. I seek refuge with Allah, praise to him, from the whispering shaitan, the stone shaitan. And in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, most merciful, most beneficent. Allah says at the beginning of this surah, the very first ayah, Qaf, and it's a letter in Arabic that indicates the greatness of the Holy Quran. And there are 14 letters in the Holy Quran that will be resembling the same. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this letter at the beginning of chapters, it's indicating that this Quran is composed of letters. But look at the wonders it has. This is a glorious book. That's the first verse. Why is it glorious? Because it is guidance to humanity. There are no more messengers of Allah. So it is glorious because it is the guidance until the day of judgment. The second ayah, بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. They wondered that Allah, praise to him, sent one of them as a messenger. And they said, this is something like weird. Well, Allah answered them in several ayats throughout the Holy Quran that you are humans, I send you a human being like yourselves. If I send you an angel, you cannot put up with what the angel does. The angel does a lot of super things humans cannot do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you can do everything the prophet, the messenger can do. If it is an angel coming to you directly, you cannot really do the preaching, or that the angel would be doing super things. Then the question, then the non-believers questioning the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. This is like not only questioning him, but giving a negative indication. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا, are we going, when we die, and we, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا, and we become dust, particles of this earth. ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ, that's a far-fetched coming back to this stage that we are, stage of life. When we lose it, and we become dirt and dust, how are we going to come back? That's a far-fetched idea, O Muhammad, speaking to him, challenging him. Then Allah answers. This is in verse 4. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْهُمْ. Allah is telling Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to us through him. He says, we know that the earth will take from them when we are buried underground in the grave. Then the insects and the bacteria and viruses and all things will decompose our body. Then it decreases it. Okay. Allah says, we know that. But وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. We have a book that doesn't leave anything without recording it. In this case, the particles of the human body, whether we are dead, like natural death by aging and we are buried underground, or we are drowned in the sea and so many fish would come and eat parts of us. Allah says, he has a book in which where our particles, our the body gone. Or if we are burned in fire, the fire is turning us into smoke and ashes. And Allah says, I have a recorded book in which your particles are known to us. And we are capable to bring them back. Then in at the end, very end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also answers them. This is verse 50 of chapter, verse 45 of chapter 50, surah Qaf. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know, we are really better know what they say. And it applies to the non-believers at the days of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And it applies to the atheist today, to the tyrants of today, who deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring us back to life. It applies until the day of judgment. There would be people who would disbelieve and cast shades of doubt on the believers. But Allah says, we know what they say. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ. And Allah is telling Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, you are not supposed to force people to believe. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ. Jabbarin means forcing people. Then what? What's my mission? فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. Your job is to mention what is mentioned in the Quran. Your job is to tell again and again to people, educating people. That's your job. That's the job of the believers, educating non-believers. You are not going to force anybody. People have the right to choose. Actually, without this right to choose, there would be no hellfire or paradise, no punishment or reward. If we are forced, then we are forced. Then in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing scenes for us from life to the hereafter and to the end. Starting from verse 16, Allah, praise to him, says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We have created the human being, and we know what his self is whispering to him. Allah is telling us throughout the Holy Quran, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We gave him guidance about the two paths. Always, whenever we are about to make a decision, there is a dialogue inside the human self to do it or not to do it. We know the right thing. Even when we act wrongly, we know it is wrong. Allah says that 14 centuries ago, what sciences have discovered right now that the human self has two components, one representing the body and the selfish desires, and the other representing values and norms of society and teachings of Allah. And whenever we are going to act, then there is this dialogue. Which way I should go? Is it to please my body and my desires? Or is it to do the right thing as Allah, praise to Him, told me to do it? And in accordance to what society agrees upon. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we are closer to him, to the human being who is going to do something wrong. We are closer to him than this vein which takes the blood from the heart to the brain. The self is in the brain. And in a previous talk, we spoke about an-nasiya, the forehead, the center of decision making. It depends on the blood and carrying oxygen and nutrients from the heart to the brain. And it has to go through here, Habl al-Wareed, this vein, essential one. And Allah is telling us that His angels are closer to the self than Habl al-Wareed, than this vein. Meaning that He can destroy the human being even before the blood with its nutrients and oxygen reaches the self, which makes decisions. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدِ. We have, Allah is telling us still, we have for everybody assigned two angels, one on the right and one on the left. Therefore, when we end our prayers, we say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon you. We're doing this to this angel here. And Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, also the other guy, we want him to have mercy on us also. And two angels writing everything. And actually hadith of the Prophet saying everything. But we are held accountable to decision making. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Whatever we pronounce, whatever we chatter, is written down. And by whom? By somebody who is watchful. And he is atid, that's capable and accurate. Nothing more, nothing less. This is life. So we speak, we act, we walk, we eat, we earn a living. Then, the end. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Then the death process comes. سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It's like we become like a drunk. A drunk person is a... What does wine do? It really paralyzes the self, paralyzes the ability to make decisions. People look like they are capable, but they are not capable. And the evidence is that when they drive cars, they make accidents. And they say things that are ridiculous. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited wine and its products. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. This is what you wanted to run away from, this moment. سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ. This is the moment, and it is true, and it is right, and we should accept it, and we should prepare for it. And as true believers, it shouldn't scare you, because you have done it right until that moment comes. Then we die. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. This is verse 20. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. Then the hour starts with Israfil, peace be to him, the angel Israfil, blowing the trumpet, the first. And the earth is in huge earthquake, kills everybody and in heavens and earth, except those whom Allah wants them to stay alive. And واستمع يوم ينادي المنادي من مكان قريب. Then you listen. Once this, ونفخ في الصور ذلك اليوم الوعيد, and the trumpet is promised and it will happen. And there will be a caller close to everybody and calling them to come back. And that's the second blowing of the trumpet. That's in verse 42. يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق. When they hear the second blowing of the trumpet, ذلك يوم الخروج, then they will come out from earth. إنا نحي نحي الموتى, إنا نحن نحي ونميت وإلينا المصير. This is verse 43 of Surah Qaf. We are the ones who give life and we give death, and to us is the destination of our creation. يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم سراعا. Earth will crack open for each one. ذلك حشر علينا يسير. Then they will come crowded. They will come out from earth, then crowded. That's just think about a scene there. وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد. After we get out from earth, then every human being would have two angels with him or with her. When driving, because you don't know where to go, you need somebody to guide you. And when the eyewitness to your acts, the carrier of the record. لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا. You were, no matter how much faith we have, the horrendous situation at that time will apply. And no way we can imagine that moment, that day. That's why Allah is telling us, we were not aware of what's coming. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now you can see everything. And your sight is strong as iron or steel. You can see it all now. Because in our everyday life, we run for a living and for problems with the family and work and the community. And we forget. But at that moment, all life would be like a second passing to you. And you quickly would see everything. وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد. The one who was assigned, the angel who was assigned to every human being, would say, this is what I recorded about him. And if he was an unbeliever or a tyrant or a wrongdoer, then أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering his angels, throw in the hellfire everyone who disbelieved in my messengers, and know what Noah preached, what Ibrahim preached, what Moses preached, what Jesus preached, what Muhammad preached, peace and blessing of Allah upon all of them. They are all Muslim messengers of Allah. And Allah says to the angels, everyone who disbelieves my messengers, throw him in the hellfire, especially the stubborn ones whom we gave evidence and proof, and still they were stubborn. They did not want to believe. Throw them now in the hellfire. مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ مُرِيبٍ. And also other categories. Those who did not do what Allah wanted them to do. For example, when they were careful to give away to the poor and they did not. And the ones who are transgressors, aggressive against my creation. And anyone who is doubtful about our messengers and our messages. الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. And another category, those who take partners with Allah. In the old days, they used to worship statues, believing that they are different gods, like the Greeks, for example, polytheistic religions. But now, after Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, we know that there is one God. No matter how much they distort this idea, but we know it is one God. And anyone who does not believe this way and believe some tyrant in this world is going to give him benefits or protect him or her from some harm. This is taking partner with God. We should believe that only Allah gives and only Allah denies. And if the whole world get together to harm you and Allah doesn't want you to be harmed, you are not going to be harmed. And if the whole world get together to benefit you about something that Allah is not prescribing, they cannot benefit you. That's faith. That's true faith. قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته. The one, the angel who is writing everything, will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here is the record. Now there is another one. That's the shaitan. In English, Satan, or his offspring. Also, for each one of us, the devil, the Satan, will never stop whispering. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that the true believers, the devil has no authority on them, cannot affect them. So the degree of your faith decides whether the devil has any approach to you or not. Then this devil would be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا أَطْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. Oh Allah, I did not misguide him. He was already misguided. He was already, or she was already prone, meaning in that disposition. He was accepting. He just wanted my whispering to help him do the wrongdoing. قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد. Then Allah talks to both of them, to the human being who was misguided by the Satan, Shaytan عليه لعنة الله, and to the Shaytan, both of them. He said, don't dispute in front of me. Because the human being will be saying, oh, Shaytan whispered to me and I listened to him. And Satan says, no, he was already in that wrongdoing. He just liked what I said. Then Allah answered both of them, don't dispute. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. I warned both of you through my messengers again, through my messages, everything is known. The jinn know it. The jinn are, in these days we call them aliens of other planets. Some of them are believers, some of them are non-believers. Just like humans, believers and unbelievers. And Allah will say, wait. I sent my messages and my messengers to you. Don't dispute in front of me. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. I am not going to change my judgment. I warned you, those who would follow my messages will be to the paradise. Those who stubbornly refused it will be to the hellfire. I'm not going to change that. And I am not unjust for the slaves of their desires. Only 5 verses in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, refers to human being as slaves. 5 only. And hundreds others, we are referred to as ibadullah, worshippers of Allah. In these 5 verses, all of them wrongdoers or disbelievers, stubborns or tyrants. Then Allah describes those who disbelieve and dispute in front of Him as abid, slaves to their desires. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Then Allah will ask the hellfire, are you full or you still need more? وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. But for the paradise, it's ready, decorated with all great things for the righteous people, the believers, waiting for them. Just like the hellfire will be waiting for the wrongdoers, paradise would be waiting for the believers. هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. This is what I am promising, Allah is telling you. This is what I am promising you. And anyone who is keeping, observing his covenant with Allah, I am promising that. مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. Whoever fears the beneficent Allah, بِالْغَيْبِ, secretly, when I am alone, nobody is watching me. Nobody is going to know this thing I'm going to do. That's really the test for a true believer. You observe Allah in front of people, and you observe Him when nobody is watching. Nobody is going to discover that. When you do it right, that is faith, and that is righteousness. ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود. Then the ultimate promise, Allah is telling the believers, the righteous, enter it in peace, enter paradise in peace, and that is everlasting residence in it. لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. In paradise you will have everything you can imagine, you can ask for, and Allah is telling you, and I have more. And in one explanation from Ibn Kathir, may Allah reward him, that mazid means seeing the face of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the successful ones who will get to paradise and get whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and to see His face. Ameen. And ask Allah, He is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In a famous hadith by the companion Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, Allah told him, Allah, praise to Him, told him that He prepared for the righteous worshippers what the eye has never seen, and what the ear has never heard, and what has never come to the mind of a human being. No imagination about the great things that we will have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the winners of His promises. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awati ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al-yawm al-'azim dhanban illa ghafartah wa la daynan illa sadadtah wa la maridan illa shafaytah wa la gha'iban illa radadtah wa la hajatan shar'iyatan illa qadaytaha lana ya karim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the line and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
القارعة، ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يقوم الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.